is joining us now as it's time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. First of all, congratulations, Coach, on win number 600 here tonight, and you get it, obviously, with a Wildcat victory as well, with this victory on the road.
Well, you know, it just resurrects such memories of 31, 32 years. All the players and all the assistant coaches who have been just my fortune to get to know and work with, and I share that with all of them, and I certainly share it with Davidson College for giving me this opportunity, and I'm just thrilled that we got a victory. And that is it. It's the thrill of victory that's got me excited right now.
And, Coach, what else? Going back to the 600th win, I know you won't want to talk about it that much because it's a personal accolade, but what does it also mean to join just 40 coaches, you know, colleagues, to hit that number?
You know, I don't know. it happened 10 minutes ago. I have no idea. I just know that we're a 2-1 conference. We've had two road victories. I'm just thrilled with the way our guys fought tonight because things were not going our way early, and it was eerily reminiscent of what happened last year when we came to Pittsburgh. You might remember we were down something like 17-4 and did fight back, but spent so much energy coming back that we had nothing left to close it out. Well, we fought back tonight, and I thought we got our legs under us. We fought back and got aggressive, and the aggression on offense carried forward to the defensive end, where I thought we were sensational. And yes, we made mistakes tonight, but one mistake we didn't make, we kept fighting the whole game. And we came forward tonight as a team. We're a better team tonight than we were last December 30th, better than we were against Vanderbilt. So we're getting better. We're marching forward.
And, Coach, the shooting percentages from first half to second half, quite a difference. Was it just that fight and just getting to a point where the Cats were able to turn things around in that category?
I have not seen a stat sheet. You know, the logistics of the situation here, we didn't even get a stat sheet at halftime until the last second or so. So I know that we shot 27% in the first half. I have no idea what we shot in the second half, but I think we closed the game pretty well. And what was interesting was that Kevin Kuick and Matt McKillop made a resounding call to the bench as we broke for the after halftime and said, hey, let's go out there and have some fun. And it really looked like we had some fun. And how could be any more fun than what our guys did down at the end there when they made shots, big shots, so whether it was Lucas' three or Carter's two threes or Kellen's drive or Mike's drive, whatever it might have been, we made some really big plays down the stretch. So I'm just thrilled with the way we fought.
In that second half percentage, Coach, 52% from the floor, so almost okay. Doubling. I want to ask about Grant Huffman, a guy that comfortable tonight.
Wasn't he good tonight?
Best game of a Davidson uniform.
Yeah, he was really good tonight, and he was good in every way. I'm convinced he's the prototypical point guard that's just going to get better and better and better. Toughness to get that rebound, that loose ball. He defended very well, and he was aggressive going to the hole. I think it was that aggression going to the hole that really resonated with the rest of the team. He was really good tonight.
And, Coach, another good night on the boards. Davidson finishing at +7. Give us your evaluation of that
well,
part of the game.
There are a couple of, as we built the lead, all of a sudden they got two offensive rebounds down the stretch. And what was interesting was everyone boxed out. But the operation was a success, but the patient died. They boxed, but the ball came over their head, and they got the long rebound twice, and they made a 3-on-1, and I think they got fouled on a 3-on-the-other, which got them 2 points. So those two offensive rebounds chipped away those 5 points that we could have really maybe cemented the game at that point.
And Kellen Grady, Coach, tonight a luxury. He was able to play 30 minutes. He had a gritty performance. You can thank that to Grant Huffman, who played about double his season minutes, but Kellen just tough all night long, just grinding it out.
Yeah, you know, he's really emerged as quite a talented defender. He's always had the physical talent, but now he's doing it emotionally, he's doing it physically, he's doing it with a great attention to detail. I think he's had four games in a row where he's been sensational defensively, and we are resting very easily with him covering usually the lead guard on the other team or the best player on the other team. He was very, very good. And I think we've made a decision. I know we've made a decision as a coaching staff that our bench is going to be something we're going to count on. And, you know, I thought our bench was great. Nelson Bojiadam came off the bench, gave us great minutes. Bates did. Of course, you mentioned Grant, Mike Jones. We really got good minutes from our bench.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you more in the morning on the Bob McKillops Show. Congratulations. Safe travels back to Davidson.
Thanks, Jared.
Coach McKillops' comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.